This is the Tree of Life, Season 4, Chapter 9. In this episode, we will be talking about the system of control described in the last episode, in a broader sense. To start out, in the last episode we talked about how the internet is being used by social media companies to impose or manipulate the homeostatic equilibrium of a person by altering their oxytocin-cortisol equilibrium. We discussed how this involves direct monitoring of individuals' thermal output and other features of homeostatic equilibrium while manipulating the direct reciprocation they receive through social media software, thereby altering their oxytocin levels and dopamine, determining their status quo homeostatic equilibrium. What we failed to mention is that the mirror neuronal system of the prefrontal cortex is linked to oxytocin mediation in the hypothalamus. This means that this system of control can not only alter our bodily rhythms and testosterone through mediation of the thyroid gland by determining cortisol levels, it can also hijack our mirror neurons within the prefrontal cortex. All of this means that this system of control permits them to not only monitor and determine our body homeostasis, it does so for a larger purpose. Namely, the internet-mediated equilibrium established by altering oxytocin levels is designed to create the elements of a group consciousness, or more precisely, direct intrusive observation of thought patterns by the operators of this system of control. Now, who controls this system? A deal was likely made sometime around 2015, when the system became operational, between governments and the big tech companies, to implement a worldwide surveillance system, mediated by the internet. This system is active wherever the internet is accessible, which is virtually everywhere. It allows them to determine the biological complements of identity by altering testosterone, thyroid hormones, oxytocin, cortisol, and dopamine. It allows them to directly influence our mirror neuronal systems within the prefrontal cortex. What is the purpose of this surveillance system? To implement thought crime. To set up those they view as enemies of the political leadership caste. To implement control of those they deem to be working against the interests of the oligarchy. These agreements were implemented worldwide based upon the success of social media in generating the Arab Spring in 2012. The big tech companies used the leverage of their clout over influencing populations to force governments to implement a program of surveillance, which would tie the interests of our governments to the oligarchy. 2015 was the year that freedom died. That's the end of the podcast for today.